As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Lo and behold, he passed away that evening. And yeah, we all, when everybody got the phone call, it was just kind of like, wait, no way, Bob. I mean, our Bob. Pretty surreal. You know, he was only 53. He leaves behind a wonderful little family with a son and a daughter and his wife, Carrie. And, you know, he's been a great friend, of course, to my family. You know, he was a firefighter along with Neville. He was a Bloomington Fire Department firefighter for about 20 years, you know, but he was also a veteran of the Marines and had worked up at Speedway Fire Department in Indianapolis for about 5 years. And we were just really great friends. And, you know, when he decided to apply on his own, all by himself, apply for that 9/11 World Trade Center beam, he got it. And he and his family went out and picked it up in New York City on a, you know, had a trailer hitched to his car, his truck, and he brought it back to Bloomington, and he would bring it around, like if you remember the 4th Street Fair and the different things at the fire department downtown. He'd have it out there, you know, for people to see and all that. And, you know, he always was like, where are we going to be able to put this thing? And it was great that when we had our expansion, the Cook Pavilion completed a couple of years ago, you know, we were able to put that beam there. And he designed the whole thing. If you've ever been out there for a 9/11 ceremony, it's pretty unbelievable. But he designed the entire thing. He's got had made a plaques on the ground that indicated, you know, at 8:15 this is what happened, and at 8:30 this is what happened, and it's just a beautiful memorial. And so it was very fitting when I got the phone call and asked, could I be tech host? And it wasn't, you know, I didn't want to because I didn't want to see my friend gone, you know, of course, but it was the perfect place. We have, you know, he's been involved in the fire science program, the 9/11 beam and memorial and all of that. And it's pretty surreal. You know, lots of people, there are close to 500 people on campus for that funeral. And and one thing that we're going to do at Ivy Tech is do a memorial for him in front of that beam. So a tree and a plaque to talk about Bob and, you know, to memorialize his wonderful, beautiful life and also to thank him for the tree. So actually, I'll invite everybody right now, Sunday, September 11th, on campus, outside, by the 9/11 beam by Cook Pavilion. We'll host an event there at about 8:30 that morning. But I'll talk about that more in the coming weeks and months.
And a dumb question would be, you do your September 11th remembrance on September 11th. It's not the Tuesday or if it falls on an awkward. No, it's September 11th. So you'll tie those two events together just as they should be.
Absolutely.
And, well, you guys do it the right way. So I'm not surprised. I just wanted to make sure when you said Sunday, people might think, oh, does that mean it moved? No. September 11th is September 11th is September 11th. So. The procession then with the fire trucks left from your parking lot. Obviously, I was on the air. I couldn't be two places at once. Can you tell me what you saw and how that worked out as well?
Yeah, well, you know, it was completely organized by the fire department and the union, and, you know, all of their friends around the whole entire state helped with everything. In fact, the Monroe Fire Department covered for the Bloomington Fire Department, the team that was on staff that day, on duty that day, so that they could come to the funeral. I mean, that was, you know, brotherhood. You know, it was pretty incredible to see all of that, and all the trucks and all the EMT vehicles and emergency vehicles and all of those things. So there were trucks from Ellettsville and Bedford and up north and in Speedway, you know, Hammond, all over the place. And so there were lots and lots of, you know, they had a police escort. They, you know, got us out of Daniel's Way onto 3rd Street and very slowly, you know, went along the route to Valhalla. And, you know, leading the procession, of course, was, you know, Rod Young and his fire truck.
Yeah, his antique fire truck. That's right, yeah.
The antique fire truck. It was pretty amazing. It was incredible and took everybody. And there people waited in line, you know, other cars that were coming the other way or whatever. there were so many people that stopped and got out of their vehicles. There were people working, you know, there were electrical Duke people working and city people working on different things on 3rd Street. And they were all standing, you know, in honor of Bob and the procession. And, it was pretty incredible. And, you know, Bob had a life well led, and all he did was take care of people. He was in charge of taking care of funerals and things like that. If anything happened with a retiree or a current firefighter, he was always the one. It was always like, well, Bob will know. You know, and so it was pretty fitting that we were able to have that pretty intense procession back to Valhalla.
Now, Chancellor Vaughn's husband is Neville Vaughn, who is involved with the fire department as well. How difficult has it been for Neville and the crew over there?
It's not been easy. You know, they're strong and they're going to do what they have to do. It's really not been easy. It's pretty unbelievable. I think Neville said to me late last night, he said, you know, I'll really realize it when I go, I need to get with Bob about, you know, this or about that, or I need this, you know, because Bob was also in charge of, you know, all the uniforms and, you know, the bunker gear. If they had to go out on a fire, Bob would take the bunker gear, even if it's 3 a.m, and he'd take it to get cleaned and give the firefighter a new set of bunker gear. So if there was another fire that same day, they could go out and do what they needed to do. So it was pretty tough. Neville was one of the pallbearers, and the entire group just, it was just a very sad day and just a super sad day for everyone.
Yeah, that's not the reason you want to get everybody gathered together. And that's the good part of it, but the reasons for the gathering is never any fun. The Bloomingtonian.com is Jeremy Hogan, who used to take pictures for the Herald Times. I believe that's how it worked. If you look at his site, he has unbelievable photos from yesterday. So that's where I saw the procession and everything else going. So great job, Jeremy. Yep. Again, support local journalism, support local people that support us locally. And
absolutely.
That's really cool. Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest this afternoon, and it is busy times at Ivy Tech, but it's also busy for you because I had my spies pick up a copy of the June-July issue of Bloom magazine, and well, there you are with hubby. And, well, that's pretty cool. Why don't you tell us all about it? Because we need to bring a little happiness and joy here.
Well, first of all, I didn't know you were going to say that.
Right.
So I'm just going to have to
I told you I,
you
were gonna, I told you, you. I was going to get you. But it's a good get. When I saw that, I'm like, well, this is a great story of you and your husband and the community foundation. I know that's been a well, I'll let you tell the story. That's why I have you on the air today.
Well, the Community Foundation is near and dear to my heart. Tina Peterson, in fact, you know, we gave her, awarded her an honorary degree at our commencement for all the incredible work that the foundation does and that she does personally for not just our community, but through ROI and all of that. So a lot of different communities, 11 counties, in fact, through ROI. But so I've been a board member for many, many, many years on the Community Foundation, served as the chair for a couple of years, and actually added another year during COVID so that we didn't have to have a change in leadership there. And, you know, and as every good board member does, you know, if you, you know, you participate and you give to the organization that you're participating in, you know, if you're a member. And that is something that it's important for, say, even my board member. So if I go apply for a grant, I can say 100% of my board gives. And so that's the expectation at the Community Foundation. And of course, Neville and I wanted to create a gift agreement for the Community Foundation, and we did that. And lo and behold, to my surprise, Tina wanted to highlight Neville and I and the Vaughn Family Fund, and it was really truly an honor. And now I'm just going to have to do something about that.
You do-gooders, you bunch of do-gooders. That's fantastic. Well, that's a great story. And, you know, I didn't mean to surprise you with it, but I couldn't tell that story. I could read what happened, but it doesn't mean as much. It means more when you tell it, and that's why it's important. And I'll also point out that perhaps your neighborhood turned in a bunch of food from your 4th of July parade to the community kitchen. Is that true? My spies tell me.
That is true. So
you do-gooders.
Yeah,
a bunch of do-gooders.
Our neighborhood, I live in Arden Place. It is the most beautiful neighborhood, in my opinion. We've been here for 25 years, a very close neighborhood. I think now we're on our maybe 62nd, but we're the longest running 4th of July parade in the city. And so we always have our 4th of July parade the day before the 4th in the evening. And it's always so much fun that the little kids get to decorate their bikes and all of that. And there's camaraderie at the end of the parade where you have ice cream and just talk with your neighbors and all that good stuff. But the other thing that we do is collect some food for, you know, the kitchen. And it's wonderful. We've been doing that for years and years and years. And it's just such a wonderful neighborhood. And you know, at the end of the day, we're enjoying ourselves. We're getting to know each other a little better. We're getting to get to know our new neighbors and friends. But yet then we're giving back to the community. And it was pretty awesome. So we did that, too.
You bunch of do-gooders. Jenny Vaughn is our guest. She joins us from Ivy Tech on most Thursdays, and there's plenty of things going on as well. We don't want to just brush that off to the side because we're getting ready. Summer is, I don't want to say it's wrapping up, but when MCCSC goes back on August 3rd, that's right around the corner. You guys also are getting everyone ready to go for the next 8 weeks. It can be a semester if you want it to be, but you have different ways to get everybody involved. Fall registration's open. Let's go. When do you guys start?
Yeah, it's open. Ready to rock and roll. We start Monday, August 22nd. And I believe that's exactly the same day as IU. So we're back to, remember last year we started on a Wednesday, and I think I complained a little bit about that once or twice, but we are back to our Monday start. So Monday, August 22nd, and we are open. We're open, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, and Friday from 8 to 5. And we've got such a great team out there that can help anyone who, you know, wants to talk about what they might enroll in, how can they pay for it, what programs we have, talk to teachers, take a tour, check out our labs, all of that. So always open to have people come in and see how we can help them.
Yeah, and the fun part, too, is you can do it virtually. You can do it live and in person. You have all these I guess that's the best part of COVID is you found another way to do it that could help people who have time constraints. They can still take a look at it from the comfort of their homes, which is awesome. But, yeah, get out there and learn more information. That's going to be fun. And when you sign up for fall, Jenny, you're not committing for a full year. You can kind of a la carte it any way that fits your schedule, life, or otherwise.
That's right. So we have classes that are 8 week in length. We have classes. So you'll start in August. You'll be done in October. You can start another session of an 8 week class starting in October and ending in December. Or you can take the whole 16 week, one course in a 16 week time frame. So that's August to December. And then different formats. You can do online. You can do virtual. There's hybrid. Regular face-to-face every time, you know, every time the class meets, you meet in person. So we've got so many different options. And now, you know, with the cost of gas and all of those things, you know, keeping these Zoom meetings and classes can be held that way as well with our Learn Anywhere technology. And like you said, you can visit with an advisor. You can online, in person, you can see the campus online or in person, so many different ways. But all you need to do is reach out, and we're here to help.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And I don't like to get people, we always try to give them a big heads up here, so it's not like, oh my gosh, I didn't know about that. Well, last week, Susie Graham joined me, and we talked about this Friday being very, very, very important. Why? Well, it's the fall scholarship deadline, and it is tomorrow. What do prospective students need to know?
So there is an application, and so you can call us if you want, and we can guide you through that. But students who are enrolled for the fall or thinking about enrolling need to apply if you're interested in a scholarship by tomorrow at midnight. So, you know, it's okay if you're off work and you said, okay, I'm going to do it at that point. So you can give us a call at 812-330-6013, and we'll help you get that the website and walk you through it if you need help. But, you know, yeah, the deadline is tomorrow, and we, you know, traditionally will award over $130,000 each semester, annually in an academic year. And So there's lots of dollars out there to help students, you know, pay for college, pay for the books. Wait a minute. Books are free.
Books, I was going to say. You're
what?
Yeah, they're free. Again. Again.
That's right.
But not
That's
forever. Right. But, not forever. But not That's forever. Right. But not forever. Not forever. Not forever. I don't want to be the dopey guy on the radio like I always talk about. Well, that guy said books are free. They are. How long? We're not sure. So don't wait till you have to wait. But this school year, Jenny,
right.
we think we'll cover it?
Absolutely. All of fall and all of spring for sure. Yep.
Well, that's the good news.
Books are free. That's right.
Shouldn't procrastinate. Get scholarships and textbook. Now, scholarship money, I don't have to pay back. Is that true?
That's right. So, you know, lots of students, you hear, you know, a lot of people have taken out loans for things like school and their tuition and, you know, all of the things that they need. But scholarship, you do not have to pay back. Plus, we're going to also help you find other money that might be available that you won't have to pay back from the state of Indiana and the federal government. So Pell Grants and other grants from the state and then, you know, next level jobs and then, of course, scholarships. So, yes, all of those things. And our team is out there to help people understand that it is so affordable to come to Ivy Tech because we're going to help you get every free dollar that you possibly can. The team is outstanding in that area. So come on out, see what we got, and we'll help you with that financial aid and scholarships.
Before I let you run, I know we have plenty of things to do later in July. We'll get to that next week. I don't want to spend your whole afternoon here. You need to get out of there and enjoy your Thursday. coming up on Saturday, this Saturday, Outdoor Learning Lab is going to have a free public program. What's going on?
So super excited about this, and you've had Sarah Cody on the show talking about the Outdoor Learning Lab and some other things before in my place. So she's, you know, just an outstanding, incredibly innovative dean on our campus who created this Outdoor Learning Lab, and it's really coming to fruition. So this Saturday, July 16th, we are having a free program. You can come by anytime between 10 and 11:30, and you get to decorate a bee-themed flower pot, which is pretty cool. You can also bring a basket or a sack or whatever, and we have new picnic tables out by the Outdoor Learning Lab. You can decorate your flower pot, have a little bit of a picnic. Anybody, everybody is welcome to come to that event. And it is just behind our main campus on Daniels Way, so it's literally at the Indiana Center for Life Sciences building that we own at 501 North Profile Parkway. So it's right at Profile Parkway and 3rd Street, just before you get to the main campus, the Outdoor Learning Lab. It's going to be a lot of fun this Saturday.
You have a few signs out there pointing in that direction. So that makes it fun as well. And we joked summer's almost over, but you still have the Center for Lifelong Learning still has stuff going on in July. People can still get involved, right? Even if you're not of school age, maybe you just need a project this summer. Well, you have all that covered too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have still have summer camps for kids still going on through the end of July before school starts back up at MCCSE and RBB. And so if you've got any kids at home and you're ready to get them back into some kind of routine or learning environment, we've got lots of programs that they can enroll in. Plus, we also have all kinds of courses available for adults. So if you like strawberry and cream layer cake, or how about some Chinese-style dumplings, how to make all those things. I know. Donuts.
Stop it.
I know you said you didn't eat today. So
I know. You're killing me right now. You're killing me. But that's fine. It's a me problem. I'm an adult. I could have grabbed something. No, I did not. But now I'm hungry, and we can learn how to cook all of this. And I like that.
Yep.
The warm-up before we get back to school. Let's get back into a classroom environment and warm them up a little bit. I like that. That's
good. It's a lot of fun. You should see all the activity going on campus. It's really fun.
Yeah, it never stops, and that's the best part as well. And Chancellor Vaughn, if people would like more information, pick up the phone, give you a ring. What's the number?
812-330-6013.
And I'll ask you about the Yellowwood when we get together next time so I can plan out my fall eating series and how that's going to work as well. So now I'm hungry.
That sounds like a plan.
your do-gooderness has made my afternoon. That's fantastic as well. And thanks for being great hosts yesterday. I know that wasn't easy, but again, putting the community in community college as well. Great job. Put your feet up. Enjoy the weekend, and we will get caught up with you next week.
Well, thanks so much, and everybody take care. Thank you.